Howdy, boys and girls. Welcome to, 2022 edition of Butch on Sports. Simply Butch is here, and as always, thanks for tuning in, and Happy New Year's to you all, as we were on a bit of a wee vacation here to get ourselves ready for the new year there. But I'm glad I'm back, able to give you some sports news that you can't get enough of. And maybe then some. So let's have at it here, boys and girls, ladies and gents, friends and foes. Hey, the Pistons got slammed tonight here by the Hornets. Yes, the Pistons winning two in a row. Didn't get past the Hornets this particular night. They lose by a final score of 140 to 111, or that'll be 111 to some of you who want to take a shortcut here. Yes, the Pistons did not show us his ump tonight here. Enthusiasm is one thing, reality is another. I'm not going to say any more. I'll reserve that for this upcoming Sunday's show, maybe, or Wednesday, as I have an announcement to make on that particular as well. But we'll move on here. We'll definitely move on here. The NFC Players of the Week for Week 17, the Seahawks, Rashid Penny. The Saints, yes, Cameron Jordan, and the Cardinals kicker, Matt Prater. Yes, old Prater, Brady Raider of the Cardinals gets NFC Player of the Week. For the AFC, that would be Jamari Chase of the Bengals, TJ Watts, the Pittsburgh Steelers, and the, yes, I'm getting ready to say it, but I caught myself here, the Las Vegas Raiders kicker Daniel Carlson was the AFC Players of the Week for Week 17. And meanwhile, in the AFC, five teams are fighting for a playoff position. Just for two of them, though, by the way, here. In the NFC, two clubs have a shot of making the final playoffs reservation there. Only Green Bay Packers have secured their playoff seeding by clinching the NFC number one seeding. And that's only for the first round bye there. So, get ready, get set for good football on Fox, CBS, NBC, you name it. And, oh yeah, ESPN. As it starts for the weekend for ESPN, Fox, and also CBS have both stations will have doubleheaders this weekend. And, of course, you got NBC to cap off tonight with Sunday Night Football. Okay? You do. Yes, you do. In the meanwhile, like I said, the Detroit Lions, I didn't mention them but last year in this whole scenario here, they will play the Green Bay Packers at home this upcoming weekend. Yes, they will. It'll be the battle of the St. Brown brothers, okay, in meeting in Detroit. Yes, the brother receivers in Quinnomus against Amos Ray, St. Brown, they'll square off. One is on the Packers, the other one's on the Lions. Green Bay Packers, 13-3. They close out the regular season with the Detroit Lions this upcoming weekend. Their record is 2-13-1. On Sunday, 1 o'clock, that'll be on Fox, but you can go on down there to Ford Field to give your parting adieus to the Detroit Lions for the year or the season. That never was for the Detroit Lions. Their only hope is that they will get one of the top two picks. And they're hoping they get a good one, but I hope it works because, again, a lot of things we can say about the Lions, but we're going to reserve that for our next show. Or, hey, think of one yourself. That's quarterback Jeff Goff's injury in the game status. The coach said that yesterday was pretty promising. He is practicing there. So today was a modified practice. You see him take reps, but more passing on 7-on-7 type of situations. All right, he said he thinks he'll be able to participate in. Well, the guy's got to see what's going to move on a little bit here. If you're worried about Jeff Goff starting on Sundays there, if he's bad with a knee there, Lions need to pack it up for him for the year and get him healthy. If they plan on keeping this quarterback for the upcoming near future, but again, we don't know the plans of the Detroit Lions or anything else at this present moment after the season ends. So that's a wait and see proposition here, boys and girls. I would not be a good reporter if I didn't say, did you see Antonio Brown on the NFL field? Marching down is one of the most bizarre plays, at least this year, in the NFL. In the third quarter of the Buccaneers game against the Jets, Brown removed his helmet, his shoulder pads, his jersey, his drawers, not his drawers, but his tank top. He might as well have went on out full blast if he went on and just and streaked right through the field and whatnot there in New York City, by the way. He tossed some equipment to some fans, and he left the field harmonious, as I should say here. But that wasn't the deal. Coach asked him to go back into the game after they pulled him out for to get a break, or maybe some charming little comments maybe made to Brown, whatever teed the guy off. He is no longer a Buck. No, he is no longer a Buck anymore. That's the Tampa Bay Buck there, that is there. As the coaching staff immediately after the game said that he was no longer wanted here. But they are caring about his well-being, and they are reaching out to him in certain ways until he can, so they can maybe offer him some help, which he can also get from the NFL. He's a union member, of course. Just saying, he can maybe make his life a little bit better. Myself, personally, I hope he gets the intervention that he needs. This is not the first time Antonio Brown has done something with a team. He's been on 14, and each and every one, he shows some highlights or highlight films about the ifs and the ands and the buts of how to be a sports participant there in a good way. He has some problems. It's obvious right now here. You don't do what you do and screw your teammates at the same time, because I'm quite sure it was very embarrassing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers knowing that their teammate just go on the blink or go on the nut, as I say. But again, it's just not right. You don't go up there and lie about I've been vaccinated by COVID-19 and have a phony vaccine card and lie to people there, okay? These are your teammates. They'll be your commandants. And you don't do that. Brown needs the help. He needs the intervention. I wish, that Antonio Brown gets the help that he needs, really. And I wish him well in the future. It probably won't be in the NFL. Maybe in the USFL, maybe. But not in the NFL no more then. They will help him get on his feet. National Basketball Association announced following updates for the Detroit Pistons, by the way, for the 2021-22 season. The Pistons have an away game with Chicago, which was previously scheduled for December the 14th. That will now be played in Chicago on Tuesday, January the 11th at 8 o'clock. The Pistons' home game versus the Phoenix Suns, originally scheduled for January the 12th, will now be played on Sunday, January the 16th. That'll be a 1 o'clock game. Tickets held for the Phoenix home game will automatically be valid for the rescheduled game and time on January the 16th. And if there's any problem with going to those games, I would very well get a hold to the Detroit Pistons ticket office and see if you can make arrangements if you can't make that particular dates, because from what I understand is there ain't no refunds there. That's for sure, and they're making it, not making it very difficult, but some people have had difficulty and trading in tickets for other games. So, you again, if you can't make that particular date because the game was rescheduled, please get a hold to the Pistons ticket office and get some information from that point on. Okay? All righty now. Let's move on, kiddies, boys and girls, here for some more sports there. The Horizon League Monday announced that the Detroit Mercy Oakland men's basketball game that's scheduled for tonight has been canceled. The announcement for the Titans not medically cleared to play for after COVID-19 tests within the Detroit Mercy Tier 1 individuals last week. They don't have enough players, so either that game has to be rescheduled or it will be charged to the Horizon League team as a forfeit, meaning that Oakland will win the game, not even playing. It's the way it goes with this stuff here. I watched AEW Dynamite tonight, then, and it was pretty exciting. They have moved from TNT to TBS. AEW signature weekly program has begun airing on Wednesday nights on TBS. The Dynamite show... Dynamite Show moved to TBS for cosmetic reasons, mainly because of the National Hockey League, which, again, TNT owns, so they can give more Super Bowl games, not so much at an earlier time, but have the flexibility to also do double headers on that particular stage for TNT, being that they are one of the major takers for that. On the NHL there, okay? Those other shows for AEW, okay? Rampage has not moved from TBS. They'll still remain on TNT on Friday nights, okay? And also they got a special this upcoming Saturday night there, Saturday Night Fighting there, which is on, what I understand, it'll be on TNT. So still... it's gotten good for all the goodies for AEW to watch it three times a week, at least this week there. Of course, you can watch AEW Dark Elevation on at 7 p.m. on Mondays on AEW YouTube channel. You can watch Dark on Tuesday, okay, AEW Dark on Tuesdays on AEW on YouTube as well. So Monday and Tuesday, got AEW Dark, AEW Dynamite, that's on TBS again, and Rampage still remains the same on, yes, on Friday on TNT. While I'm talking about wrestling there, yes, WWF. Or the WWE, whatever you want to call it. Hey, they had a day one contest there that was themed and ready for some slobber-knocking adventures there. Brock Lesnar, well, here's the deal here. Roman Reigns checked in positive for COVID. Now, will he be on SmackDown this upcoming Friday night? I have no word on it. But Brock Lesnar's match with Roman Reigns was immediately canceled. So it was moved to a four-way match with the participants of Big E and others. He was included in that, and by golly, he won the WWE Championship for Monday Night Raw. Of course, he's going to sashay because he's a free agent. And, yes, he's looking for still Roman Reigns. So he's going to be on SmackDown this upcoming Friday night here. But the matches itself, they were pretty decent per se there. I say it was. I give them a B+. Because it kept your eyes of water in there. It really did. And it was an appropriate night on New Year's Eve. And you wanted to switch around, didn't want to watch some of the meaningless bowl games that were on during the weekend there. You know, it was something different. Yes, it was. Wrestling around the world. I love it. We lost a pioneer and a total great guy in John Madden this past Tuesday, or last past Tuesday, per se. Because we went on Wednesday to give the announcement, but, you know, kind of speak up on it. John Madden, his career with the Oakland Raiders as a head coach in 1969 when he was 32 years old. And he stayed there for a good 10 years. The team, his record, while he was with them as a coach. This is the only team he coached with as a head coach. He was 103-32-7, regular season. That's only the regular season. We ain't talking about playoffs. That's in 10 seasons. The Raiders made the playoffs 8 times. They won the Super Bowl in 1977 after the 1976 season. He's done a lot of things with the Madden video game. That has been great. However, a lot of us got to meet Madden for the first time as he was an announcer for all four networks, all four of them. And it was great that he did what he did. He made football a pleasure with his announcing with Pat Summerall in the wings. And he also dealt with some others as well, okay? You know, announcers, including Al Michaels. But he was a treasure indeed to watch. With the Telestrator, he did so many things. I met him personally twice. That was one in 2006 at the Super Bowl in Detroit. That's when John Madden rode up on his bus after he was in town for quite some time. They had to wait an hour and a half after the announcement of the Hall of Fame at the auditorium. And we waited an hour and a half for him to get there. Crazy, he was in town, but he was having fun. He was on his bus there and having fun with some friends and whatnot there. And he did not know, he claimed he did not know that he was elected to the Hall of Fame. But now they do it a little bit differently where they kind of just hedgehog you way before the thing in front of everybody in national television. And you get a great whiff of it here. He was instrumental in a lot of things and commercials. But he was friendly, always smile, and always, and this is the thing that got me, because I'm just a little reporter there. He smiled, and he took time, and as I extended my hand, he shook it back. You know, he didn't have to do that. You know, some people might just look at you and say, oh, get away from me, and their guards just push you away. And not John Madden. He acknowledged everybody. He was just happy to do what he's doing. He said he never worked a day in his life, and it's good when you have done something or doing something that you love so well. And he loved football. He immediately after he retired from the broadcast booth was a consulting for the NFL. And again, he watched the Madden team 3 days before he died. That was something special. I'll never forget him in the movie Little Giants in 1994. John Madden was 88 years old. I've got friends that are nodding right now. He might be lying here, but he was in his 80s. God rest him in peace there for John Madden. A great, great, great football ambassador in football itself there. We need some more John Maddens around there. Really, we really, really do. The enthusiasm he put toward the game, something special. Something special indeed. We will not be on this Sunday because of the Lions' home game and some other ramifications that it would just be too late for me to do a show on Sunday night after getting home and all the other good stuff here. And so we're going to skip this Sunday. We're going to do a show next Wednesday. Then we will be back on our normal time. Now, here's the deal. if one of the games get pushed back with the NBA or vice versa there, which can be called, we might go ahead and announce on Sunday, this upcoming Sunday we'll be on. But just in case, I want to give you guys heads up, because the schedule is pretty wicked this upcoming Sunday there. So we want to watch, we want to basically get it together and be honest with you, okay, before we go on in and say anything that we'd be on Sunday and won't be on Sunday. So heads up for that Sunday. But we will be on next Wednesday, and give a cheer to some good stuff there. Butcher on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. Yet to check out Butcher on Sports on Facebook, always on Facebook. Happy New Year to all you supporters on Facebook. There's a lot of you. And also, you can check me out on the homepage of Podomatic.com. Just type in SimpleByButtoo.podomatic.com. You can also go to the Game Sports Show, their site, thegamesportshow.podbean.com. Okay, and check that on out. And also, check out the Game Sports Show. We're back on the air again after a long hiatus, a couple of weeks there. And on Monday from 6 to 8 o'clock. Yep. We'll be there on a new, not a new network per se, but a change of network. We're no longer on ESPN 1400. We are on News Talk 1400 in Sault Ste. Marie, which is also a Fox Sports network now. Fox Sports. Woohoo! Hey, I'm done. Hey, have a very pleasant week. Or a weekend today. It's cold out there in Michigan. It's snowing some places. Hey, please be safe. And wear your mask, boys and girls. Wear a double mask. Where they're saying right now about this pandemic is something not to mess around with. So please stay safe, everybody, boys and girls. Have a very pleasant evening and a good weekend.